Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number two of this global transmission against tyranny. You can always get all 3 hours during the day from 11 to 2 at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. We blast out on the AM and FM dial from Los Angeles, California, to Providence, Rhode Island. And coming up, we're going to be talking to one of the people that exposed what happened in Tulia, Texas, where 50-plus individuals with no criminal records, no drug paraphernalia, were arrested and put into a forced labor camp. This is in the Associated Press. Turned out there were bounties put out for more slaves. Folks, I'm not kidding. So that's coming up. Also, I told you about this 2 years ago. One of our listeners found it on the Pentagon's website. As soon as we announced it, they took it down, but we did save the page, an actual screenshot of it. And finally, it's in the front of USA Today today. NORAD had drills eerily, like September 11th, Pentagon Trade Center among imagined targets. But Bush said he never heard of such a plan. No one had. No, just everybody on the planet. And, of course, they had a drill the morning of 9-11 as well. That was used to make NORAD stand down. But here that is. We'll get into that. Lots of martial law discussions in the news about how good it is and how wonderful it is. And the Patriot Act's good. Give up all your freedoms or the terrorists are going to get you. We'll discuss this as well. Right now, though, let's go ahead and go back quickly to Brett in Washington. Finish up what you were saying.
Thanks, Alex. I just wanted to briefly state about how things really are bad over there in Iraq. I have a couple of friends who are civilians, and they were supposed to stay over there until this fall. There's bounties on them right now. The son just came back. He's not talking to his family because he's in such a state of a depression. His father, who's been in the military for years and decades, he's a civilian now. He's trying to get out of there right now. There was a National Guard up here in Washington, a guardsman who recently returned, and the police shot him.
By the way, there are troops that have been in the theater for 3 years that were supposed to be out of there 2 years ago. Most of the others were supposed to be out of there 9 months ago, and they just keep extending their commitment. Thanks for the call. While they breed depleted uranium, take deadly vaccines, also the globalists could have the oil from their own documents. Let's go ahead and talk to Brad in Colorado. Brad, go ahead.
Good afternoon, fellow thought criminal and possible FEMA camp membership. Alex, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You were talking about a half hour ago about life in America under the heel of the globalists.
Yes.
I remembered over the weekend, and I've been trying to find a copy of this and found it's been out of print. ABC Television in the mid-80s made a miniseries called America with a K.
And that's exactly with Chris Christopherson.
Yes, with Robert Urich and Chris Christopherson. If people saw that today in conjunction with your videos, they would get a mild taste of what my life would be like.
They're setting up the control grid. They're not playing games.
No, they're not setting up the control grid. It's already in place. You know this. I know this. 99% of the listeners know this. And if you don't know this, you better hit yourself with a frying pan on your head before you wake up.
Well, I tell people that the key indicator of more terror attacks would be, you've hurt the Patriot Act. You're going to cause the new attack. It's about to happen. And that's what they're all out there saying now.
Oh, exactly. And if you call attention to things like Red Dawn, like America, like the pilot episode of Lone Gunman, which I happened to have on videotape, and I remembered I had it when you had that discussion.
Hey, I'll tell you what, sir, we've got a guest coming up, but I want to go back to you. Stay there. I want to talk to our caller during the break, because all I have is half the show. I need to talk to you. I am begging you to overnight me a copy of that. Tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold. Stay there.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Time, back from 9 to midnight. We're here, my friends. I know we have loaded phone lines. We'll get to your calls early in this hour. We've got NORAD, had drills of jets as weapons flying over the World Trade Center and Pentagon. Front page of USA Today. How many years have we told you this from the actual documents? And now USA Today says they broke the story. A bunch of articles about the military running our lives, secret arrest. All misdemeanors being acts of terrorism. Pentagon saying they're going to be involved in law enforcement. The end of America. But the reason we have this next guest on is because it's one of the worst illustrations, that is, the most horrible examples out there. But understand, just here in Texas, the police chief had to step down. They admit that they framed thousands of people in the crime lab, an industrial frame-up system. Been all over Dallas news. They would randomly pull over a nice vehicle, throw a bag of chalk in the back, take their car, take their home. They would certify the cue ball chalk is what they used. They would certify it, the crime lab would, as cocaine in 100% of the cases. The DA would indict them with the grand jury, and they would get decades in prison. Austin's been caught doing this. We've had the former FBI crime lab chief on saying they're doing this. I see articles every 2 days or so for a different county, a different city. is doing this. It is scary. It is frightening. And we got to stand up to it and totally discredit the system. This is the norm, though, in Germany, in Russia, in ancient England, you know, in Rome, where they need slaves, and so they go out and arrest people under false charges to be slaves. We have millions and millions of people in the prison system. It's exploded by millions just in the last few years. Most of the prisons are private. They're owned by the people that own the military-industrial complex. Here are some of the headlines. Perry pardons 35 people in 99 Tulia drug bust. CNN, was Texas town drug sting racist? Those are the police in their masks. Counties group to pay $560,000 in Tulia lawsuit. Now, again, we've been covering this for the last year. This is just one case, one small town. The paddy wagons pulled into a black neighborhood, just grabbed them. It was literally like something like a slave ship pulling up 300 years ago and conking people on the head. And joining us is Alan Bean, and Alan has been involved day one exposing this as a local there in the area. And of the hundreds of people we could have on involved in this case, I think he's the best to have on. Alan, tell us a little. First off, God bless you for what you're doing, you know, for your search and your quest and your thirst for justice and decency and honor and dignity. And then number two, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, my wife and I moved to Tulia about a little over 5 years ago. I'm from Canada, actually, and we met in Louisville, Kentucky, about 25 years ago when we were both going to seminary there at the Southern Baptist Seminary. But my wife hails from Swisher County, and her parents both grew up on farms in this area. Her father was also a pastor, a Baptist pastor like I have been for most of my life. And her parents, who were in Kansas City, were fixing to retire, as we say here in Texas, and they weren't going to be here for another year, but we decided, my wife sort of felt this strong urge to come home and to reestablish connection with her roots, so we decided if one of us could get a job, we'd come here. And,
so a basic returning to the nest to build
a nest.
Very
much so, yeah. She was having dreams about, you know, her childhood and what have you. It was a very, very strong longing on her part. Both my parents were dead, had, you know, passed away in the last 10 years and what have you. I didn't really have any roots or connection anywhere else, so if she felt such a strong pull back to the panhandle, I wasn't going to stand in her way. And she got a job teaching, and we moved out here. Just about the time that Tom Coleman, the undercover agent, was getting started here.
In a nutshell, describe what happened for people, and then how you got involved, and how the government tried to defend its actions, and finally had to back off once it was documented what they'd done.
Okay. Well, the first thing we knew about it was pictures on Amarillo. ABC affiliate had ran this footage of African Americans sort of half dressed, looking kind of dazed, their hair uncombed, being hustled into the county jail here in Swisher County in Tulia. And there was a really celebratory article in the Amarillo Globe News, an interview with the undercover agent a couple of weeks later, in which he described the mean streets of Tulia as if he was talking about the south side of Chicago. I mean, he had AK-47s, he had crack whores, he had, you know, all the sensational stuff that you're used to seeing on cops and shows like that were happening right here in Tulia. Which, and of course, this guy was really being lionized. He was even, Tom Coleman, the undercover agent, was even given the Lawman of the Year Award by John Cornyn, then Attorney General. And that happened apparently before the sting even went down. But these people were arrested, 46 in all. Of
now,
that 46, 39 were African American.
39 were African. And now, again, you're just talking about one big arrest.
That's
this
right.
This guy was in a bunch of other counties doing this to dozens and dozens and dozens of other people.
Well, yeah, when Coleman left here, he went to Cochran County, and they'd ran an audit on him to see what he was doing with his funds. He couldn't account for his funds, so they fired him. He went up to Waxahachie in Ellis County and got into all kinds of sexual and problems with a with a confidential informant.
So basically, his criminality finally brought him down. But this is, again, this is the whole system, though, supporting him, saying this is the model of who we want. So.
Well, that's the scary thing about Coleman. I mean, if he hadn't been such an idiot and such a flagrant liar, if he had lied just as much as he did but had been a little more intelligent and cautious about it, it would have been almost impossible to bring this thing down. The fact is that throughout America, but specifically in Texas, lawmen are about as honest as they choose to be, and that's all we require of them. The same thing is true with district attorneys, sheriffs, district judges, you name it, right down the line. If these people choose to behave as decent, honorable men and women, they're free to do so. If they choose to do otherwise, they're free to do that as well. Because there really are no checks and balances whatsoever built into the system.
Well, that's why I gave some background for this. I mean, in Williamson County, every time I turn around, some World War II vet or Korean vet with no criminal record, they pull over and go, "Is that your tackle box and rods?" And they go, "Sure." And they go, "Can I search it?" And when they find the filleting knife, they go to prison.
That's
a deadly weapon. I mean, this is where I live, where the prisons are full of old men who were found with a fishing knife in their fishing box. I mean, that's how bad it is in my home state.
Yeah.
Where my family's been since the early 1830s, late 1820s, and Texas is just a sick joke now. I have to be honest about it. But so what happened with these people? No drugs, no paraphernalia. That's right here in the Associated Press. But they get 20 to 90 years in prison.
Well, for a while, not much happened. They were all given court-appointed attorneys, some of whom worked very hard, most of whom didn't. You can't really blame the court-appointed attorneys. Well, I can, but you have to understand that if they do their job properly, they end up working for less than burger-flipping wages because they really only get paid for the first 10 hours of work they do for a client. So the only way they can make money within the current system is to plead their person out without doing any research into the case, without really knowing any of the ins and outs. They just go to their person, spend 15 minutes, say, "This is what the DA's offering. I suggest you take it." The guy takes the plea, and, you know, the court doesn't even have to try the case. And that's the way a lot of these were handled. But for a long time, they were surprised at how many of these people, even though many of them were presented with fairly attractive plea offers, refused to plea out. And when the first guy was the sting went down July 23rd, 1999, and the first one to be tried was a 57-year-old hog farmer named Joe Moore. He goes by Booty Woody in the black community here in Tulia. And they found Joe Moore guilty on the word of Tom Coleman with absolutely no corroborating evidence whatsoever. The cop said he did it. Joe said he didn't. And the jury believed the cop, and he went down for 90 years.
Now, no drugs, no paraphernalia.
They didn't find anything. And so they had been harassing Joe Moore for at least a decade. You know, they had planted drugs on him. They had hauled him in without any evidence whatsoever. And
because you got all these police, there's no crime, nothing to do, so you just go out like a slave ship and grab some black people.
Well, that's one of the odd things. I'm writing a book about what happened here in Tulia, and I did a little bit of research. Tulia is now about the size it was back in the 50s. But back in the 50s, they had like two cops in town that they were paying. Now we've got about 12 working for the sheriff's department. We've got a bunch more working for the city police force. We've got all kinds of reserve officers. We've got DPS officers. There's probably about 50 people who are working in one capacity or other for law enforcement, to say nothing of the prison guards that we now have.
Now, that's a key point. That's not even come out in the news. We have private prisons with bounties for workers. Can you tell us about that?
Well, I really can't. With the Tulia, like almost every small town in the Texas panhandle and, well, throughout Texas generally, has its own prison. It was originally billed as a private prison, but that was when Ann Richards went on her prison building rampage back around 1990-1991, and they built so many prisons so fast that they didn't need the rooms, and so they eventually ended up selling this thing to the state of Texas for about 50 cents on the dollar. But, you know, and Swisher County bought it because it was supposed to be a great boon to the economy. Well, it had a minor stimulus for a while, but, you know, it was no long-term solution to the economic woes. And that's what's driving a lot of that, is just the fact that there's no money left in agriculture.
Tell you what, stay there. I want to come back to this and what they did to all these people, and then when it finally came out, then we'll go to calls. Stay with us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers' rates, too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits, but you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk, or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
I'm taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor. I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Barack in Canada, Kevin in Delaware, others, your calls are coming up. We'll get back into all the new 9/11 developments. That is, they're new for the mainstream media. And a bunch of police state news. But I want you to understand something. I see articles every week where the National Guard with armored vehicles goes into a town. One of the last cases I saw was in Oregon. They do this all the time there. They shut down a whole street of a neighborhood. Middle-class homes now. They've already basically grabbed all the Hispanics and blacks, and they're moving on to the white people now, are starting to be able to enjoy all this. And they go in and raid the houses, and if nothing's found, They will go into a rose garden and say, a bag of potting soil. This is drug paraphernalia. I've read these articles on the broadcast. Or, oh, you had a cooking timer in your kitchen. That's drug paraphernalia. Now understand, three of the Tulia defendants are still in prison, despite the fact no drugs, no paraphernalia, this admitted fraud, this undercover cop who is shopped around the state. Going back to our guest, Alan Bean. Alan, we were talking during the break. Three of these individuals, the governor's pardoned a bunch. They admit everybody's innocent. But they're saying, hey, three people are going to stay in prison. The system is energetically trying to keep them there. Please continue.
Well, the problem is that not everybody was tried in Swisher County. There were several people that were tried in Potter County, which is in Amarillo. Because Coleman was working in Amarillo as well as Swisher County, which is about 50 miles to the south. Two of them that I've been particularly corresponding with and writing for are Landis and Mandis Barrow, two very intelligent, good-looking, entrepreneurial young black men who were kind of gotten into a adversarial relationship, I guess would be the best way to put it, with the local power structure for one reason or another. And Let's just
tell folks what you told me.
Well, basically, they were both on probation when Tom Coleman came to town for something that happened back in 1996 when they were just getting out of high school. Coleman said he sold them drugs at Mandis Barrow's revocation hearing in Amarillo.
But what I meant was, just tell them why the local establishment was mad.
Well, basically, they were mad because these guys were, they had some money, they were very attractive to a lot of the white girls, they were sort of running around late at night, they had girls knocking on their bedroom windows and what have you, and this was really driving people crazy, but they revoked the probation on the basis of Tom Coleman's testimony, then dropped the Coleman-related cases, and technically now their probation was revoked because they missed a couple of probation meetings and missed a couple of probation payments.
So these are just a few guys out of the 46 in this one grab who actually were on probation, so the system can now keep them in.
That's right. They tried to do the same thing to Billy Wafer, but a judge in Plainview, Texas, which is just south of Tulia, found that he didn't believe Coleman's story. This guy was able to show time cards from his place of work and had his employer come and say, yeah, he was here all day when this was supposed to have happened.
Now, but the point is that you have one guy going around saying, they all sold me drugs, no paraphernalia found, but they're all getting 20 to 90 years in prison. Then it comes out it's a fraud, and the system at first fought to keep him in behind bars. How did this this goon, the supposed police officer, behave as this started to come out? I mean, how did this start to come out?
Well, at first, Coleman was saying, you know, I hate dope and I hate dope dealers, and I figured if I ever had a chance to put these people behind bars, I was going to do it. And, of course, everybody's been brainwashed with this drug war propaganda for at least a decade now, so everybody thought this was great. But after Joe Moore's trial, when he got 90 years, this hog farmer, a lot of the black people in the community really got concerned and came to some of us white folks who had signaled the fact that we were concerned about it too. And they said, this guy, not only does he not sell drugs, he figured Tom Coleman for a narc from the first time the guy set foot in town and was going around talking to the young people saying, have nothing to do with this guy, he's with the law.
So he was a leader being targeted by the commissar, and you also made a point during the break that the same farmers that are now out of farming are the jail guards, and the blacks that used to work for him are now their prisoners.
Right, you've got an economy where that just is no longer sustainable. The agricultural economy is falling apart. Only a handful of big money people who can afford to buy up all the land are making money in agriculture anymore. And most of the guys, like the sheriff, the district attorney, used to be farmers, but they went broke. And so what has happened is that we brought in a prison, which originally was supposed to be a private prison, but they couldn't find enough. They were building prisons so fast, the state was building prisons so fast in Texas that they didn't need the beds.
Stay there. We got to break again. It's a parasitic system eating itself now.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today. So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I want this to consciously sink in. Where I live, they admit, been top story in Dallas for months last year, that the police would randomly pull a vehicle over, throw a bag of chalk in it, just indiscriminately. They would certify it as cocaine, the DA would indict them, and they would go to prison.
That's right.
Now, in Houston, they admit, headline, thousands framed. Nobody goes to jail from the police department. The police chief had to step down, though. They've done similar stuff in Austin. This is very scary. I mean, folks, I mean, I'm politically incorrect with these people, with these neocons. You know, I don't use drugs. I mean, I drink a cup of coffee every morning, and that's it, and I might take 10 tablets of Tylenol a year. So understand, folks, we're all being fed upon, because it's simple. The military-industrial complex has white papers out on this. We're shifting into an economy that's not manufacturing, it's not jobs, it's surveillance, it's prisons. It's law enforcement. I've got Governor Ridge bragging on tape. And in Texas, we have more prisons than any three European countries combined. That's official Justice Department numbers. They import prisoners from all over the U.S. to Texas. That's the new economy, is huge prisons all over the place. You drive down some country road for 100 miles, I'm not exaggerating, you'll see 20 giant detention centers and prisons, and they got to have somebody to put in it. And they're building all these juvenile justice centers where they get your children into the system. They ship the narcotics in to begin the crisis, you know, at the start of this equation. And it looks like that's what happened in Tulia. And this, and again, I use the example of the slave ship pulling up and grabbing slaves. Please continue, Alan.
Okay. Well, what happened here, I think, is the reason that Tulia has had gained so much traction is that in this little town, Tulia is sort of America writ small. You can see everything that's happening across the nation with perfect clarity in Tulia because it's such a little pissant town, as we say in this part of the country. That
it's a microcosm.
Right. I mean, if this was happening in Cook County or somewhere like that, it would all be too far too complicated and complex to grasp. But in Tulia, you can see all the dynamics unfolding. And so I think that's one of the reasons why the story has gained national attention.
I don't mean to run over you. I get very upset and emotional on these issues because I every day look at the news. But you're aware of Dallas. You're aware of Houston. You're aware of Austin. You're aware of San Antonio. I mean, this is going on an industrial scale. And what scares me is it's not a group of corrupt narcotics cops like in the 60s in New York doing this. It's the system. How do they sleep at night just randomly pulling cars over and throwing bags of chalk in them?
I don't know. I do know some narcotics officers that I've met in the course of this thing who are legit, who take their jobs very seriously, who really want to try to get drugs off the street. And I don't know exactly how people like that feel that they're really making an impact, or even if they are concerned that they're making an impact. A lot of them, I think, don't believe that's their job to worry about it philosophically. Their job is to bust people, and they try to do it with integrity.
Well, let me give you an example. I can drive downtown Austin and buy any drug I want in 5 minutes. There's crack dealers all over the place. You hardly ever see them getting busted, but then people's houses get busted into routinely, and no drugs are found.
Right.
I mean, it's a joke.
Which makes you wonder why they're doing it. If the reason was, if the drug war was designed to get drugs off the street and to get people off drugs to make our children safer, they would be prosecuting it in a very different way. One almost gets the impression that the drug war is more about poverty control. The fact that we've got these people, our economy doesn't have places for them, we don't know what to do with them, we're afraid that if they're left to themselves, they'll wander into crime and be waiting in the parking lot to smack us over the head like they do on television all the time. And so we take a preemptive strike and we use the drug war to just snatch them up and shove them into the prison before they have a chance to make their move. Which isn't to say that people aren't dealing drugs out there. They are.
Big pharmacological companies have got 10 million adults on Prozac-type drugs and 6-plus million children.
Well, those are good drugs. They're FDA-approved drugs.
Does it matter if they have the exact same molecular structure
right,
as illegal drugs?
Right, I'm being facetious. You know, I mean, it has... I mean, and I think what happened to Rush Limbaugh is a perfect example here. Rush Limbaugh was very much in favor of the war on drugs, and then we find out that he's got addiction issues of his own. And
what's the difference between synthetic heroin and street heroin? What he was taking per gram is 4 times stronger.
Right. And methamphetamine, everybody's talking about these meth labs and how terrible they are. They don't realize that a lot of the stuff we're giving our kids for ADHD and other attention deficit problems is pretty much the same stuff chemically as the stuff they're cooking up on these labs all over the country.
It's a sick joke. So three of the people are still in prison. What is happening to this creature? Well, just in a nutshell, for people that just joined us, again, what happened in Tulia and what was the chain of events, the play-by-play of how this played itself out?
Okay, well, first of all, when Joe Moore went down for 90 years and we realized that what had happened to him, see, I didn't know any of the defendants personally, but I quickly learned just from my own research that Joe Moore was innocent. And so I figured that anybody who was going to prison on the basis of these allegations should be found not guilty regardless of what actually happened on the street because there was no real evidence at all to convict them.
Exactly. If you find a corrupt cop framing one person, you have to release all those that they did this to because now their testimony is impeached.
Right. So we got together, this group of black and white people. We started meeting regularly. We tried to get the NAACP involved, but they were very slow until it got to the state level to really embrace the cause. There was a lot of internal discussion. Some people wanted to do it, some people didn't.
a lot of black people, especially middle-class professionals, are tired of being identified with the street deal, you know, the street scene and drugs and things of that sort. And so we spent about six months sort of howling in the wilderness trying to get anybody to pay attention to this. Finally, we got a fellow named Nate Blakeslee, who was writing for the Texas Observer at that time, to come up and do an investigative article, and that managed to find its way into the hands of some drug policy reform people and Will Harrell, who had just taken over with the ACLU in Austin. Before him, the ACLU wasn't interested. And so what we learned is that you have to get the right people. That most people, even in the liberal side of the equation, aren't interested in identifying with people who have been accused of
drug. Talked about Ann Richards with the, you know, with the prisons being built.
Right. I mean, this is not an ideological issue. I'm part of the drug policy forum of Texas, and when you go to their meetings, you're as likely to find Republicans, libertarians as you are Democrats. I mean, people across the whole political spectrum are starting to realize that we have got one of the most frightening challenges to civil liberties that has ever come down the pike.
Well,
going on
it.
In the name of the drug war.
And so I want to take some calls here in a second, but now three people are still in prison, no drugs, no paraphernalia. The system doesn't care. This shows what their mindset is. What's going to happen to the police involved? I mean, because somebody's got to be charged with this. Nobody's getting charged in Dallas. Nobody's getting charged in Houston. Nobody's getting charged in Atulia for the specific crimes they've committed. It's always for perjury or something like that.
Well, that's right. Well, the undercover narc has got three charges of aggravated perjury filed against him. The district attorney who tried these cases was just voted out of office and is now being investigated. Actually, the Texas Bar Association has filed. It was going to take action against him, and there'll be a trial concerning those allegations as well. The sheriff is still in office and has, other than probably losing a lot of sleep, he hasn't faced any consequences whatsoever. The drug task force guys up in Amarillo were encouraged to take early retirement, but that's about the only consequence they're going to face. The same thing's happening in Dallas with the drug sting, with the sheetrock scandal, or the fake drug scandal.
Now, for those that don't understand this, the entire system in Dallas was part of this, a giant program of randomly pulling you over. They didn't just go out and, well, he's a drug dealer, let's frame him. They just pull you over and throw some chalk in your car, and the drug lab certifies it as cocaine.
That's right. And as long as they do that to people who have just arrived from Mexico and don't speak English, or to people that they know are poor, uneducated black people in a white-dominated town, they can get away with it almost every time. But when they start doing it to the wrong people, that's the trick. You have to make sure that you do it to poor people. And if the people are poor and they don't have wealthy, well-connected relatives, you can basically do anything you want with impunity.
And that's it right there. It's that they have literally run out of the poor whites and blacks, and now I'm seeing them hit middle-class people because they've gotten arrogant. I guess, you know, it's like a psychopath does so many crimes and gets away with it, they start getting sloppy.
Right. We have figured out that half the adult black males in Thule were picked up in this sting. 61% of the guys under 30, 76% of the guys under 25 that had grown up in Thule and were still living here.
And that's how small this town is with 50 police.
Yeah, now there aren't 50 police actually patrolling in Swisher County, but there are probably 50 policemen of one kind or another and police women who live in the county. I mean, they've got brand new cars. All of this money that they're obviously getting from the system, from one kind of grant or government handout, is basically a form of welfare that is given to municipalities for police protection. A lot of this goes back to Bill Clinton's promise to put 100,000 people or more police officers on the street. And it certainly doesn't make our communities any safer.
And now they're saying they want even more police.
That's right. I mean, it's really frightening when you consider that probably five or six qualified, trained, professional law enforcement people could very easily take care of a little county like Swisher County.
Well, earlier you said 50 there. I mean, how many police are there? There's police, county...
Well, Well, there's DPS agents, county sheriff's department, there's the Tulia Police Department, and then there's reserve officers who are sometimes called out.
There's also roving MJTF.
Yeah, I mean, and then of course we've got all these uniformed people who work as prison guards and what have you. So really, 50 years ago, Tulia had maybe two guys who were in law enforcement. Now we've got probably 50 people who wake up and put on a uniform in the morning.
And it was the same population 50 years ago.
Right.
Okay, that's the new America. Let's take a few calls. These will probably be all over the map on different issues, but it's all interconnected. Let's go ahead and talk to Brock in Canada, then Kevin, Rob, and others. Brock, go ahead.
It would be nice if bands of people just started hitting these creeps with lawsuits staggering millions and millions of dollars and just bring this whole thinking system down. Just lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit and get the whole country in on it and break this cycle. False arrests and this type of corruption. And bring down, throw out all the bums out of office, and really make it pay.
The CIA's putting in the new electronic machines.
Yes, that's
where people
true.
Who are losing in the polls magically win by 70% because Clear Channel owns the voting machine, and Michael McCall's married to Clear Channel chairman's daughter.
I'd still like to see them hit with the blitzkrieg of lawsuits, for the scam that happened in Tulia.
Well, that's happening to some degree. The Amarillo has paid out $5 million, and the other cooperating counties around here are chipping in another million or so. But that's just the start, really. I think this has to happen all over the state because that's really the only language that people pay attention to.
I know a lot of small towns of poor white people where over half the young men and women are on probation or in jail. And you talk to them, I had one marijuana cigarette, and I got 2 years in jail and 10 years of probation. That's what they said I had to do. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, especially when you consider that the average child molester who rapes, 10-year-old girls will serve 4 years.
Yeah, that is the average.
That is the average. And when, someone smokes a marijuana cigarette, gets 2 years. This just absolutely has to blow the lid off where people...
Do you know what the average murderer gets nationwide?
About 5 or 6 years.
It's 7, yeah.
And, I know, I hate the justice system with such a vengeance that I can't describe.
Well, hey, good hearing from you. Let me get a comment from our guest on the things you just raised.
Well, most people don't understand what it means to a human being to spend a full year behind bars. When you sentence somebody to 60 years or 90 years or 434 years, like one white guy that got picked up in Tulia, for basically selling $25 of drugs to somebody on the street, even if they were guilty, you realize that we're basically handing out life sentences to people, in many cases for Trump on the basis of trumped up charges. But even if the charges are so-called legitimate, we've just lost all perspective here.
A murderer gets 7 years, but somebody with selling some marijuana gets, okay. Let's go ahead and take another call. Kevin in Delaware. Thanks for holding, Kevin.
Yes, sir. 2 points. One, I want to address what Paul from Delaware said earlier about the VX nerve gas. If you go to DelawareOnline.com, there's articles. I've got Sunday's paper in front of me in the opinion, the editorial.
And they admit that they're going to pump thousands of gallons of nerve gas.
No. Let me read one sentence.
Okay.
Given all that, it is no wonder that the people are outraged at DuPont's desire to pump 4 million gallons of VX nerve agent wastewater into Delaware over a couple of years.
I'm living in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah. So, you check that out, and also you might want to be able to check out newszap.com. That's the other paper.
Okay, listen, fire off the stories, the hyperlinks, to tips at Infowars.com or go to PrisonPlanet.com, and it says email webmaster, and we'll post that.
Okay, and I want to ask, now, Alan, on that prior caller, you said $5 million. Now, is that compensation to those that were arrested falsely?
Well, yeah, of course, the lawyers will get 33 1/3%, and Uncle Sam will take his cut. The rest will be allocated to the ex-defendants on the basis of how much time they served in prison.
So that's, what is it, what did you say, there was 23 of them?
There were 46 altogether.
So that's going to be divided amongst the 46.
Right. Even the three guys who are still in prison, who haven't been released, are going to get their cut. And they're going to get a rather large cut, and all they'll be able to do with it is spend it in the prison commissary. That's how crazy this thing is.
Will that come from tax dollars, or will that come from personal properties from those that are guilty?
That's the point. They will stop doing this when we take the cops and the judges' houses, but no, it comes out of your pocket.
Oh, mercy sake. What a system. You got to love it.
Yeah, well, most of these are municipalities, of course, have insurance programs, but they pay $5 million on one case, then your premiums are going up. So the taxpayer ends up paying the bill one way or the other.
Exactly. All right, thank you very much, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, that sounds millions of gallons of nerve gas into the water. That sounds good, sir, doesn't it?
Yeah, reassuring
but,
to me.
But we'll put you in jail for if you dump some mortar oil. Stay there. We'll come back, take more calls. I appreciate our guest joining us. He's Alan Bean. Oh, my goodness. He got involved and helped expose all this.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We'll continue with your calls in the next hour. Bunch of new 9/11 news, police state news. We haven't really detailed yet. A new Skull and Bones clip of John Forbes Carey on Meet the Press yesterday. We're here in our final segment with Alan Bean. individual who saw corruption and got involved and stood up against it and had a great effect for all of us in the positive. The problem is that cops and people in government are just like everybody else. But somehow they told us that, no, there's never criminals in government. Give us total anonymity. Give us total liability protection. Give us total power. Well, history shows that's a recipe, a guarantee of tyranny, of despotism, of serfdom. And now it's happening again. Corruption is exploding. And we will break and come back and take your calls. We're going to let our guests go here in just a second, but I promise that we'll get to Howard and Warren and Brad and everybody else, William and Al, all the folks that are holding. But here in just the last few minutes, Mr. Bean, anything else you'd like to add? I mean, I would just make the point that this shows, though, that you can get justice, at least partial justice, if good people stand up and do something. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I've always been a fairly conservative guy. You know, I was a Baptist pastor for 25 years, and I really felt that the criminal justice system, with all its weaknesses and imperfections, in a rough-and-ready way, was working. I felt that the drug war was working fairly well. And getting wrapped up in this thing in Tulia has pretty much affected a 360 or a, you know, a complete reversal of my perspective on that. I now realize that for people who cannot defend themselves, the criminal justice system doesn't work at all and isn't intended to work. And I think that people, when they hear drug war propaganda, when they hear about people going to prison on drug charges, need to ask themselves, is this legit? Is this really, do people really have evidence? Are these people really big-time drug dealers?
Well, I talked to you during a break, and I said, you know, the government ships it in. And you go, well, I didn't used to believe that till I looked into it.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff like that is just too bizarre to be believed. And Tulia was too bizarre to be believed, but here it was right in our faces. We couldn't ignore it. We had to either fight it or we had to become complicit in it, and we decided to fight.
Were you ever threatened by the local constabulary to shut up?
No. There was basically just a wall of silence. You became like you were walking around with a bubble around you. People ignored you. People wouldn't talk to you on the streets. But there was no overt harassment, especially after the media got involved.
So it sounds like a Twilight Zone or Body Snatcher episode.
Yeah, there's something very surreal about living in a little town like Tulia, which I still do under these circumstances. But it's a good little town. The fact is that Tulia is no more racist or riddled with corrupt public officials than any other little town. The fact is Tulia is typical. And that's the message we've got to get out.
Listen, I scan newswires 4 hours a day. It is typical. And thank you, Alan Bean. Is there any websites you'd like to plug, sir?
Well, yes, we've got our Friends of Justice, which is the name of our organization website, fojtulia.org. We've got a little bit of stuff there that might be helpful, a lot of links if people want to learn more about this that they can find there.
FOJTulia.com?
Dot org.
Dot O-R-G. Thanks for coming on the show.
Okay, thanks for having me.
God bless you, my friend. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. One way to do something is to get my videos, jam them in the VCR, and make copies and get them out to people so the average dumbed-down public realizes how serious things have gotten. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our Secure Safe shopping cart or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. They can answer your questions there. Made a lot of great films. You need to get them. The police state videos fit in here nicely. 1-888-253-3139. Third hour, absolutely, totally jam-packed. Your call straight ahead. Stay with us.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter.
fibers. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.